How did this come about? Was it over many years? Some of it looks like you're looking back on your career.
No, it was all written about 20 years ago.
Really? Okay.
And it's been sitting in the closet ever since.
Oh, okay.
And one of the reasons I decided to go ahead and have it published is because they're talking about a bill in the state legislature that would gather up a bunch of permits and put them in the bureaucracy for them to decide who gets to lease them. And I thought, that's a terrible idea. And that's the same kind of thing that I made up 20 years ago with IFQs, and it was a bad idea then, and it's a bad idea now. And I thought, people need to think this through. That's one of the reasons. And the other thing is, like you were saying, things are changing. The town's changing. And I wanted to capture how it was then. What about this town made it so special back then?
So a couple of these characters people will recognize are the real names of the characters. So
you Harold have, and Emily and Sid, right?
Okay. You have a lot of the radio station throughout the book, and Harold's reading through the local newspaper, and Emily in the background trying to help in her own way. And that's great color. Also, Sid Wright putting together the Shakespeare plays. Mm-hmm. Were you working at the schools when Sid mm-hmm. was principal?
Right.
Okay. So that was a big part of what you saw and the flavor of this town. But the other characters have names that people won't recognize. Right? I mean, they've been changed. It seems like these are people that may be in town, but they've been changed to protect their identities. Is that
well,
is that a fair
they're
assumption?
Kind of composites, and there are certain characters that I needed. I needed a newspaper editor, but that person is not Ron.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Ron well enough to make fun of him.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And the same way with the fisherman who's chair of the board of the hardware store. It's not Bud, but it's I needed that person, so I made one up.
Sure. It struck me reading it that there was a researcher who came through town last year who was trying to talk about gender roles in fishing and could have read this book and got incited to it. What do you think of that assessment?
Of women's...
Of your writing.
Well, it wasn't intentional, mm-hmm. but of course it's done from my perspective. And not just the women who are working on boats, but the women who stay home. That's a hard one, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's just as hard as being out there working on the boat.
And IFQs, like you mentioned, being part of the family and part of the business and holding, and when relationships are breaking up and how that enters the picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've seen it play out here lots and lots of times. And, I mean, it's just part of who we are.
What was it like when you were writing these stories 20 years ago?
What was it like, the writing of it?
Yeah, were you blowing off steam, or you're just putting stuff down to remember it? What?
As I've said, it's kind of a love letter to my town mm-hmm. because I do think it's a real special place. And I was trying to get that down on paper and to be able to share that not only with the people who live here, but with people who don't understand, people who don't live here and don't understand why this place is special. Now, I grew up in a Scandinavian farming community, but it was nothing like this. And I think part of it is the isolation, and I think part of it is the real life and death danger that, I mean, you send your guys out on the boat and you don't know if they're coming back for sure. And I think it makes us value each other more. And one of the characters in this book says, I don't want to go south. I don't want to live there. I want to live here where there's room enough between people that you can see each one of them clearly and care about them.
Do you have more books in your future?
I actually did this as kind of a trial run because I have one book that is pretty important to me. And I did this to see how the whole process worked. And then I will be putting the other one up soon.
Okay.
And I think it will. I hope this didn't ruffle any feathers. I tried to do it with affection and understanding. So I hope I didn't step on any toes in this. But the next one might ruffle some feathers, so we'll see.